Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to episode 5 of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're going to talk about the framework that I use with my clients to help them work their mindsets so they can feel better and get the results they want. It's made up of 5 components, and today, we're going to go more in depth with the very first element, which is acceptance of yourself and your current reality. Now, don't get all uptight with me, because when I say acceptance, I'm not talking about being passive and giving up. No, it's not a it is what it is kind of passive complacency. This kind of acceptance says don't fight with your current reality. It means you can choose something different going forward. But in this moment, you are enough, and there is nothing inherently wrong with where you are. The only thing wrong, in quotation marks, if you want to call it that, is how you choose to interpret it. Now, before we dive in, I want to share this with you. I love a heartfelt testimonial. This one is from Lumina, and I am so thankful to her for this. Here's what she had to say. If you're looking for a coach, you have to check out Candy Motzek. I just had an initial interview with her yesterday, just one single hour, and it's already making waves in my mindset as a businesswoman. She's really good at what she does. Presence, wisdom, holding incredible intentional space for you to get clarity. She is the real deal. Thanks, Lumina. I so appreciate your kind words. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. The framework that I use has 5 components. Let me tell you what they are, and then we're going to talk more about that very first element. I'll talk about the remaining 4 elements in future episodes. It's called the Confident Coach's Success Framework. I like to take this one step at a time. You know, we're on this journey together, so stick with me and just keep showing up, and pretty soon it's all going to come together for you. Now, I use this framework in all of my coaching. Whether it's a new coach who's nervous about telling anyone he's a coach, or a coach who is learning to be a better, even more effective coach with her clients, these 5 elements, they can be applied universally. Most importantly, I use these in my life. I'm always learning and relearning and applying this knowledge. I'm right there alongside you. We're in this together. So here they are, the 5 pillars of my Confident Coach's Success Framework. Number 1, accept what is. Number 2, it's always your thoughts. Number 3, your feelings are your GPS. And the 4th, take intentional and inspired action. And finally, number 5, what you see is what you've got. Or, put it another way, be, do, have. So let me repeat those 5 components to you again. First one is accept what is. Accept the neutrality of who you are and your current reality. The second, it's always your thoughts. Remember this. Your thoughts are powerful, and they completely influence every single part of your life. Next, stay in tune with your internal GPS, your feelings. And I'm not just talking about your gut reaction. I'm talking about all of the emotions that you experience, the good, the bad, the elated, enthusiastic ones, and the sad and disappointed ones too. Fourth, be intentional with what you do. Staying busy just to stay busy is ineffective, exhausting, and won't get you what you want. And finally, be, do, have. Your current results are directly attributed to who you are being and your thoughts. So today, we're going to talk about this first one. I call it accept what is. Right now, as I'm recording this, we're in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Maybe you're listening and the pandemic is behind us, and I'm really looking forward to that day too. But right now, my life has changed dramatically. I'm not nearly as quick to jump in the car and go and do something in a crowded place like a mall. And my husband and I spend way less time with friends, going out for dinner, socializing, and even less time hugging the people that we love. Now listen, I can get all bent out of shape, and believe me, I still do from time to time, but I also know that this is my current reality. So I'm choosing to accept it. I'm not trying to pinkwash a bad situation and pretend that everything is jolly when I'm choosing to believe this. Choosing to accept is not pretending it's all like a sparkly rainbow unicorn that smells like strawberry gumdrops. This is my reality right now, and possibly yours. And I can choose to fight against it and resist and get exhausted and feel frustrated and rebellious and depressed. Or I can choose to powerfully accept it and design my life in a new way. The way your life is right now, the results you've got, who you are, your skills and attributes, they're a result of how you've lived your life up to this moment. We often complain about the past. We wish we had done something different. Maybe wish we had taken a different degree or a different job and learned how to set boundaries earlier. No matter what you regret or wish you had done differently, we can't change that past. The past is. And that's it. The past is. You did your best, given who you were, the choices you made, the ups and downs of your life at the time. You did the absolute best you could with what you had. Let me repeat that. I know you did your absolute best, given exactly who you were. The choices you made were the best choices you could make at the time, given the ups and downs in your life. You did the best you could with what you had. If you'd known better, you would have done better. And you can't change it. You can't change the past. And you don't need to. When I was in high school, my dad decided it would be a great idea for me to be an engineer. I didn't want to be an engineer. I wanted to be a psychologist. Now, in those days, there was no such thing as a coach. And I think that's probably why I wanted to be a psychologist. He and I fought and fought and fought, and eventually I gave in. I went to school. I got my degree. And you know, I spent years wishing I hadn't done that. But really, what was the point? I wasted so much of my life's energy living with the regret and worrying about the regret and wishing I had made a different choice, mentally berating myself for not following the path that I wanted. But you know what? It's done. It's over. And I was a pretty good engineer too. And that degree opened up opportunities that I would never, ever have had. This experience forms part of who I am, and I get to choose how I think about the past. I've learned to come to peace with that part of my life, and guess what? It's okay. I can be compassionate towards my younger self, accept the choice, and then decide for the future. It's why I'm here talking to you. I've decided to be a coach, and I love it. I'm a coach with an engineering degree. And that's given me a perspective on life that I would never, ever have had. I accept my journey. I'm curious. What about you? What about your past would you like to let go of and stop fighting finally? When you stop fighting and release all that fussing and wishing and regretting, you're going to feel the weight just drop off your shoulders. And it's a relief. Even more important than accepting your past, you can learn to accept yourself. We've all got strengths and weaknesses. How you define yourself? How do you define yourself? And how do you learn to accept who you are? When you think of yourself, do Do you think about all the things that you aren't, or all the things that you're no good at? Or do you accept that you've got faults and weaknesses and that you've made mistakes, and instead choose to focus on your strengths and your gifts? It doesn't do you any good to focus on those parts of yourself that you judge as bad or wrong. What would be possible if you could compassionately accept yourself for who you are right now? Can you learn self-acceptance? Can you decide to think of yourself with kindness and compassion? What do you notice when I ask you this? I'm really curious. Can you think of yourself with kindness and self-acceptance? If your inner critic is raising a stink and you're riddled with self-doubt, take the time to go back and listen to episode number 3 of this podcast, the one that's called How to Silence Self-Doubt. I'll pop that link in the show notes so you can queue it up next. But now, it's time. You are the only one who can decide when it's time to accept yourself 100%. More than anything, I hope that you make this decision. Because once you do accept yourself, you're going to release a world of self-judgment. And in this, you will find that you're way more accepting of everything and everyone else in your life too. You're going to feel better, lighter, freer, and even more relaxed. So next week is going to be really powerful. We're going to talk about the second pillar in my foundation, all about your thoughts and why your thoughts create your life and why they are the key to your success. I'm really looking forward to this, and I hope you tune in. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. I am super excited to hear how this goes for you. Of course, you can do all of this on your own using the information I'm giving you in these episodes. But if you want some more help, if you want to feel better and make progress faster, I'd be honored to be that coach who helps walk you step by step through startup to success. Click on the link in this episode and find out more about how we could work together. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. So just a second now before we go, I want to remind you that I want to celebrate the launch of this podcast. And to do that, I want to thank some of my early listeners. I'm going to be giving away 2 $50 Amazon.com gift cards to some of those early listeners. All you have to do is enter, and you got to leave a review on Apple Podcast and then email me a screenshot of your entry. You're going to email it to info@candymotzek.com. I'm going to be doing the draw on Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, live on Facebook. There's way more information about how to enter on the episode notes. So click through, have a look at those episode notes, and I'd love to hear from you. Talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.